more than that. In one of the words you will find the essence of beauty. Ha! You remember we talked about the ha? And I said this is a very special word that the Sufis and Arifs, they play with a lot. They even bring it to the practice, to the zikr, to the way they repeat it, and they mix it with the hu and ha, and hu become two complementary sides of a coin of releasing the breath or controlling it, and all that because that word that I even bother that fellow who has the language that is foreign to me, to think about it again, because it's a very tricky word. It creates a lot of different stuff, and they talk about it. He brings it in. There is this muhaddad, means the researcher, the fellow who is looking for ham. For ham means looking for correct stuff, looking for real stuff, looking for something you could expect, looking for something which is true. Truth, just, justice, all of that. Is it? Imagine a fellow like this, and a fellow who doesn't do all of this will do what? Will imitate another fellow, because that's easy way to do it. Is it? Between these two, there is a hell of a difference. What is the hell of a difference? The only way to describe it is a difference between David and the mountain. Why David and the mountain? You tell me. Why David and the mountain? David has a beautiful voice. He is the singer. When you go to the holy book, you will find all the lyrics over there, because that's what David is. When David is singing, even the animal do not make noise. In our story, even the bell will stop making noises, because that beautiful voice. You remember, beautiful face was Joseph, beautiful voice is David. Okay, David is singing, then what will happen? This universe, to whom is always the mountain. I said, this mountain will echo. David is singing, and the mountain is quote-unquote singing. But you understand the difference between singing of a human being and the echo, which is imitation, which is following other fellow. Imitation to him is that, per se, because it doesn't have the support of thinking. It just comes naturally. So, could you say they're the same, David and the mountain? There is the difference. Yes?
Could I ask about the word cupidity before we go on? No motive except cupidity, 491. The wicked man.
I didn't get it. I'm sorry, I'm slow. Line?
491 in our book. The imitator.
491. Yeah.
It's actually
489.
Okay.
489. Okay. The mediator in his discourse. That's what it is.
Okay. At the end it says, "Except cupidity." That's his motive. The wicked man. Cupidity.
The word is tamah. Tamah. Which has nothing to do with the cupidity. It's clearer than that. Tamah is
sort of greediness.
The greed. Exactly, is greed. Tamah, more than cupidity, is greed. And greed was the problem we're talking about, the intelligence, because of that formula. More is better. That more is better. That greed is tamah. That was it?
Yeah, thank you.
Pardon me?
The man is not greedy.
Yeah, it's more than that. But the closest in this context you will find is the greed. Because tamah is very complicated. I don't know how could you even translate it? Because tamah mainly is not an adjective, it's an attitude. So you translate it to a good English word. If you want to be in touch with this lady, make the touch after she goes home. After thinking, then she will help.
You don't understand, because even like you're saying about muhaqqiq, I was saying you have to tahqiq, so I'm now going into this depth. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going in the depth in the class because I have to listen to you.
Tishy. But there is a solution to that. There is one solution over there. Honestly, you don't have to.
I don't have to listen to you? Uh-huh. Then why am I here?
That's a mistake you could correct. Yes?
You want me to?
The source of the former's words is a glow, whereas the imitator is one who learns old things.
Yeah. See, here, one description. Exactly, he says, because the source in here is different from the other one. The one who is thinking, the source of whatever comes from the heart. So there is a flame inside. The other ones is what? It's not learning. It's repeating something which is already old. So the muqallid, the imitator, is learning something old. Yes?
Is there some expectancy in Tama?
A big pardon?
There is some expectancy in Tama.
Yes, there is some expectancy in Tama, but the expectancy which is not based on worthiness. Mm. Without any thinking that, do I deserve this? You want it. That's how it becomes tamah. Because if you deserve it, and you're asking for it, that's expectations. Yes?
Beware. Be not duped by those sorrowful words. The ox bears the load, but it is the cart that moans. Even the imitator is not disappointed of the recompense. The professional mourner
should pay attention. How is he doing? He explained, there is this fellow, the imitator, who doesn't think himself, but he imitates the other people. You should think, you shouldn't do that. But wait a minute, so when you realize that, again, you're out to say death to the imitator, and you say, no. Do you remember I told you this is like the river? It's good, because at the end of the day, doesn't it drink the water, but it will bring it to the thirsty one. This Nuhidar is doing something. It's not the best. I wish you do the best, but this one is doing a little bit. It's not bad. We don't look at the universe and say, this is the mistake. There is a shortcoming and all that. It's a complicated stuff. And everything is needed to be here, therefore it is. So don't be judgmental about the muqallid, that bad, but do not do it. It's bad. It's not good for you. Don't go around and try to kill all the imitators, but don't be the imitator. Yes?
Even the imitator is not disappointed of the recompense. The professional mourner gets his wages at the reckoning. Infidel and true believers say God, but there is a good difference between the two. The beggar says God for the sake of bread. The devout man says God from his very soul. If the beggar distinguished from his own saying, neither less nor more would remain before his eye. For years that bread seeker says, God. Like the ass, he carries the Quran for the sake of straw. Had the word...
The donkey is carrying the Quran. Why? Because he's being fed. So it's carrying the way because it's being fed. That's the natural way of the animal. This donkey could carry the book just because of the reward. The other one, the spirit in me, should be attentive to know that I'm carrying Quran. Why?
For the sake of...
Because it's Quran. No, no, it's Quran. It's the reading material. It's made for that, and I understand that. I don't go to that explanation that somebody will say, this is the holy book, if you would do like this, the magic would happen. First of all, they said Quran. Means the reading material, something to be read. So, I carry it to read it. Why? I was talking about it. Reading is an instrument to understand. Everything is an instrument to us because we are here for one special purpose. Clearly, we are here to understand, to discover. To discover the hidden treasure. That's what we are here for. Yes?
What's he using for God? Is it Allah?
No, Khuda. Khuda.
Khuda.
Khuda.
Persian.
Yeah, Persian means self-creator. Self-arriver, because it came by itself, Khuda. That's the combination. Yes?
Had the word on his lips shone forth in his heart, his body would have been shivered to atoms. In sorcery, the name of a demon finds the way. You are earning a petty coin by means of the name of God.
Did you see how we finished the paragraph? He went to an extreme that, as if there was not any agenda here and thing like that, he talked about, yes, that fellow imitator is like the professional this, and it's the place for that and everything. Oh, poor fellow, if he knew what he was talking about, he would be this and that. You don't understand what I'm talking about. You don't believe in it, do you? Oh, look at the sorcerers. They use the name of a... idol to do a bizarre stuff for us is the same. The word hat, that name for us is the magical word. How come that we cannot use one word as a distinct holy stuff, but the sorcerers could use the idol for a meaning? So pay attention of the way we use the word hat, because that's what it is. Okay. So next time, inshallah, you will look at this. Next time we'll talk about something very special. You remember that Rumi has a story which is the basic, this is the most popular story with cyberneticians. In all the book of the cybernetic, you will find that story of the elephant in the darkness. Because that's a very good way to let you understand that the partial information is no good if you don't have eyes. If there is no light, you could be confused. He will make another story like that, this time in a better way. It's the story of a peasant who goes to the stable to attend to the cow. Prior to that, this is the flashback movie. Because prior to that, a lion came and ate the cow and is sleeping in the place of the cow. So the peasant comes in the darkness and starts to calm the lion. And the lion says, if you know what you do. We'll say that and he will give life to this sentence. He'll show it to you that, you know what? This is our story. I'm talking about a lion which will come and eat your cow and will kill your donkey and all that stuff, and you don't know what you do. You're doing it because here we talk about you trying not to be you, you trying to change you to something you don't know what it is. You. And we say it loud and clear, but you don't pay attention, we'll come back.